poop spilled from a semi-truck caused chaos on 95. And on the phone right now is Connecticut State Police Sergeant Jeltema. What happened?
Well, it was a poop-tuation, I guess, if you will.
That's great.
There was an individual who was traveling on 95 northbound, and he had sewage or poop leaking out of his vehicle, and it caused chaos.
When you say vehicle, is this a car, a six-wheel,
motorcycle,
a semi-truck?
Motorcycle.
Yes, it was a truck, a motorcycle. Yeah, no, it was a truck with a trailer, yeah, it hauling dry sewage, and it was leaking everywhere. It was a mess. I was told there was approximately 13 miles of sewage on the highway. There were approximately 10 cars involved. Two cruisers were struck from the spin-out. Oh, it was a mess. It was disgusting.
It was absolutely
disgusting.
People were sliding on the poop?
Yes, sliding on the poop.
What kind of poop?
No.
Was it human poop or horse poop?
Oh, that's a good question.
What kind of poop was it?
Yeah, I really don't know. From what I read, it said something about processed and dried sewage, which I guess in that world they call cake. I don't know what that means or what it is or where it comes from. It's disgusting. My nose would probably still have that smell.
Next time someone says who wants cake, I'm going to say what kind.
Yeah, really.
I'm just trying to know.
Right, yeah.
Oh, we have a gagger over here, AJ.
I like pie.
I guess it's like violently twisting in the chair.
This is a little much for me. Especially in my head, I'm thinking it's hot out.
Yeah.
And then if it was raining, so it's baking, and then it's wet.
Right.
Then it's hot.
Happened at 2:30.
So stinky. It happened at like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night.
10:30?
All right.
Yeah, so hopefully, you know, I think with all that rain, that was right in that area of Bridgeport where Route 8 and Route 95 meet, and there's a lot of stuff that's going down in that area.
Oh, yeah, exit 27A, right there, over by the amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh. Yes, yeah, I was thinking all the people at Brewport, imagine eating some good pizza and coming outside and smelling that. Oh, nasty.
Jeff call.
Yep.
Was there a massive smell?
People were calling saying that they could smell that sewage smell. Yeah, because at first they thought it was an oil spill or something slick. And then when they started receiving calls and once the troopers got out there, they kind of realized what it was. Oh, so gross.
10 cars involved. 10.
About that, yeah.
All right, so this guy's driving down the road and it's leaking out. Like, so what? Did he forget to put a cap on or what happened?
I'm not quite sure, but he knew that it was leaking, and he continued to
travel
on the highway.
Right.
He knew, yep. And then he went out, like, he got off the highway and then got back on. The troopers called, and they knew who the company was, so they called the company, and they were so pleasant to work with. They let us know who was out there. They actually called the driver of the truck, and it was kind of being vague, but he pulled over, and we were able to identify him, and he was arrested for 12 counts of reckless endangerment and reckless driving and unsecure load.
Unsecure load.
Nice. Nice.
More ways than one, really.
That's great. Why would he keep going?
I mean, would you want to deal with all that poop and the mess that happened with it? I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, people have their different reasons. I was told when one of the troopers saw him, he was like trying to scoop the poop up into the local resident's garbage can. So when in that area, so
like
I don't
a shovel
know.
Or?
Well, with his hands, bare hands.
So. Ah, really?
But,
oh,
yeah,
you got to watch him before he put cuffs on him then.
He pulls the truck over and tries to clean the truck up?
That's what I heard. Yeah, that's what I heard. But, you know, I don't know if that's how accurate that is, but I couldn't even imagine being out there.
That's the worst detail. That's the worst detail so far.
Well, he had to stop. He was pooped.
And, you know, those poor troopers that were out there dealing with all the cars, and everybody has to get out, tow trucks. So people were walking around in this.
You can't tippy-toe around.
Using every curb on your scraper.
You also imagine the insurance claim when you have to call them.
Right.
Yeah, what happened?
Please
don't make me say it again.
When I first heard about it yesterday, I was like, are you kidding me? This is like, I couldn't imagine.
Do we know how many gallons of poop spilt from the truck.
We don't want to quantify.
I want all the details.
Yeah.
Is the crop dust or what?
And then how do we clean that up? Is that power wash? Is that hazmat? Who comes out?
Charmin truck.
Deep was called out there. I don't know exactly how much leaked. I know Deep was out there. The fire department was out there. And the fire department usually does a great job cleaning that that type of stuff up, especially even at car accidents. If there's a mess on the highway, they do a really good job. And the tow truck company, Speedy Dry, that kind of stuff.
Right.
They send that stuff out.
Cat litter instead.
Yeah.
The clumps.
So nasty.
You can have all kinds of tomato plants growing on the side of 95 now in Bridgeport.
At least it's not corn season, really, just yet. Another month.
Right.
Jeff from Brewport in Bridgeport is on the line. I'm conferencing you in, Jeff, with Sergeant Christine Jeltima with the Connecticut State Police. We're talking about this poop spill.
That was a wonderful morning, that's for sure. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good morning.
So what can you tell us about it, Jeff?
I don't really actually know a lot about it. I can tell you that I wasn't aware of it until I drove through my way to work and smelled an awfully wonderful smell.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Trying to figure out what was going on. And it stayed in Bridgeport for many hours. Let's put it that way.
So almost like a character.
Yes.
It stayed in Bridgeport for many hours.
Right. It visited for quite some time.
Hello.
Took in the sights and everything.
I'm not leaving.
I couldn't imagine.
I wish that I had known. I would have not been driving in my convertible with the top down.
Oh! You didn't take that car, did you? Thunderbird turn.
Throw up. This is so gross.
Oh, no. Car wash.
Is it the new car that Thunderbird we were looking at?
It was not the Thunderbird.
Oh,
it was,
God.
Believe it or not, my white BMW.
Oh, God. Skidmark Row now.
I was going to say, yeah.
I'm running that through a car wash this morning now that I know what's going on.
Do several types.
So did you know that poop spilled, or you just drove right through, got to the place, then found out? How did you find out?
I found out well after the fact. I actually was driving back from Milford and just couldn't understand on a sunny day what smelled so bad. I knew it wasn't low tide.
Right.
And I actually had to drive back and forth over that section of the highway a couple times yesterday, and you can see the extensive amount of stuff they put on the ground to clean it up. I guessed it was a garbage truck, but I guessed wrong.
Can you imagine riding a motorcycle with freckles
now? Just a liquid garbage.
Right. Human.
True.
Yep.
True.
Waste.
Right. We think it's human.
Yeah. Do we know? Did we say? We asked. Yeah. And
the human horse. Cow.
I heard cake, and then I was like, okay, it's dried waste.
I would have to check, but I think I read somewhere that it was human feces, but I could be way off.
Would it be human feces from Waterbury?
So
the company's out of Southbury, but I guess it would depend on where they have business.
Where they harvest it from, yeah. You got to have a special Bridgeport special today. With like meatballs and sausage.
Meatballs.
Called the number two pie.
We did have a pretty good rain that went through, so I'm hoping that it's cleared up the air on the highway just a little bit.
Oh, and awesome. They
say on
That's
the morning right. news that it was human waste.
Oh.
That's what the morning news said.
Oh.
Yeah.
Makes it all special.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Oh, it's quite old. It's interesting because if it was horse manure, we'd be way more better with that.
Well, more acclimated.
They just eat hay and
grain.
Exactly,
right.
It's like, that's fine.
Yeah, people.
It almost comes out looking the same.
It does. It does, like a brick. Like a brick.
When we eat a pizza, though, it does not come out looking the same.
No.
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 So nasty. Those poor people.
All right, Jeff, thank you.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.